This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Global unemployment, which was sparked by the economic crisis, is increasing at a faster rate. The International Labour Organization, the ILO, has told the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank that they must act now to prevent a world catastrophe. The IMF and the World Bank are holding their spring meetings in Washington. Guy Ryder, the Director General of the ILO, told the media that global unemployment in 2013 reached 202 million. Mr. Ryder is the first labor leader to head the ILO in its 95-year history.
What we've seen is the opening up of a massive jobs gap. 62 million jobs have gone as a result of the crisis. And the problem is, if we don't act, it's going to get worse, not better. We're going to go up to 75 million jobs gap by 2018. So it's time to react. It's time actually to put jobs and to put growth back at the heart of international policy making. It's time to give people a chance to get back to work. And we have the opportunity to do that. We have the fiscal, the monetary opportunity to do that. We need to look at labour market policies which produce jobs-rich growth and start to close that enormous and unacceptable gap. Over the last 20 years at least, we've had a situation across the world where wages have simply not followed productivity increases. And that has had as a result growing inequality in our societies. That's bad for our societies. Our societies are under stress because they've become more unequal. But what's really coming into focus now is that this inequality is also bad for job creation, it's bad for economic growth. It is a break on the growth in our global economy that we need to close that jobs gap.
Despite threats by the United States to revoke its special trade status, the African state of Swaziland is still abusing labor rights in the country. Radio Labor's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
The International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, has issued a warning about increased abuse of labor rights in Swaziland. A rally planned by the Central Labour Federation for Saturday, April 12th, was prohibited by the Swazi government. The Trade Union Congress of Swaziland, known as Tukuswa, had planned to protest the fact that the country is ruled by a dictator king. Tukuswa itself has been banned. A statement released by the ITUC said that the refusal to allow the rally contravened Convention 87 of the International Labour Organization, the ILO. The convention, which calls for freedom of association, specifically allows unions to hold demonstrations. A recent inquiry by the ILO found that Swaziland had made no improvements in how it treats unions, despite being asked to do so for the past 10 years. Meanwhile, the United States has warned the Swazi government that it may revoke the country's eligibility for special trade status. A statement by the U.S. government said it was deeply concerned about the government of Swaziland's lack of measurable progress on workers' rights issues. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
In other news, in the United States, 250 drivers working for the global delivery company UPS have been reinstated after a two-month strike. The workers were dismissed after they walked off the job for 90 minutes to protest the unjust firing of a fellow driver. The driver was also reinstated. However, the workers had to accept a 10-day suspension as part of the agreement. Hundreds of thousands of workers marched through the streets of Paris and Rome over the weekend. They were protesting the austerity policies of their governments. In Bangladesh, a leading labor activist trying to unionize garment workers was attacked Friday, April 11th. Hasina Akhtar was attacked by a group of men, had her clothes torn, and was threatened with rape. In 2009, Ms. Akhtar was disfigured when acid was thrown in her face. The ITUC has reacted to the latest report on climate change by calling on world leaders to take immediate action. The latest report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, issued last week in Berlin, says that the world can still avoid catastrophic climate change if rapid and sustained cuts to carbon emissions are adopted. ITUC General Secretary Sharon Burrow said that millions of jobs are at stake. Governments, she said, must now show their commitment to a climate sound and job-friendly transition. Mobilizing for climate action will be a central issue at the forthcoming ITUC World Congress, which is scheduled for late May in Berlin. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.